On Tuesday, October 17th, the Nelson Community Food Center held their fifth annual Restaurants for Change fundraiser. The fundraiser sees restaurants partner with the food center and donate their gross sales of dinner service. This year, there were 14 restaurants who participated and over $20,000 were raised. The event was quite successful, but numbers were slightly down from last year, where they raised over $25,000. Andrew Creighton from the Nelson Community Food Center says despite the numbers being lower, local restaurants were still eager to be involved.
I think everybody's feeling a little bit of a pinch now. Our fundraising numbers were a little lower than they have been in years past. I think that all shopkeepers and retailers will tell you that. That is, they're all still eager to contribute and help out, but the numbers that they had going through their restaurants were a little lower.
Creighton also mentioned that while Restaurants for Change is a fundraiser and the money is important, the event is really about raising awareness.
Sure, it's a fundraising thing, but it's really mostly about just people getting together, supporting a great organization, going out for dinner, making a contribution at the same time, and hopefully talking a little bit about food security issues in our town. So the money's part of it, but the other part of it is just it's a great opportunity to kind of promote or encourage people to talk about food security issues.
The money raised at Restaurants for Change will support the Nelson Community Food Center's four programs, the Good Food Bank, Food Skills, the Gardens, and Harvest Rescue. $20,000 is enough to fully fund the Good Food Bank for approximately 6 weeks. Speaking with Tom Thompson from the Nelson Chamber of Commerce, he mentioned how restaurants are still recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic and dealing with rising business costs.
Restaurants across the country are having a heck of a time right now. You know, they're certainly not back to pre-pandemic levels, and the rising cost of doing business coupled with rising interest rates makes it a real challenge.
Thompson also spoke about the rising cost of living for consumers and the impact they have on the restaurant industry.
Rising interest rates and people renewing mortgages makes the consumer have less disposable income. So the people that would be maybe going out for dinner two or three times a month might only go out for dinner once a month, and so it makes it a little more challenging.
Despite these challenges, the Restaurants for Change fundraiser was still successful in raising awareness to food security issues in Nelson, and also financially by raising over $20,000. Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onishchuk, KCR News.